We are commercial free on Hot 101.5, and you're seconds away from trending in Tampa Bay. This weekend, we working. We slinging some hammers.
Yeah, yes.
It's Miguel and Holly's Volunteer Squad, and it's where once a month we pick a different charity in Tampa Bay, and we go help out wherever we can. We've done the Ronald McDonald House. We've done the Children's Cancer Center. And this weekend, we are doing Habitat for Humanity in Tampa. So if you want to help out this weekend, sign up now. Go to hot1015tampabay.com. Click on the Miguel and Holly page.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
This is a good one. Ooh, just get ready. If you want to feel truly happy, I mean, listen, you don't want to steal your own joy. You got enough energy vampires in your life trying to do it, all right?
Amen.
So if you want to become happier, there are two words that you need to get out of your vocabulary. Are you ready for them?
Mm-hmm.
Always and never.
Okay. Expectations.
Mm-hmm. Always and never. Basically, we've made always and never decisions after having negative experiences that are so unpleasant and so frustrating that we basically create a rule for ourselves to, protect ourselves. Like, let's say you had peanut butter as a kid and then you threw up. And you're like, well, I'm never eating peanut butter again. Okay, well, maybe you were getting sick. Or maybe you had, there are 8 million other explanations.
That's why I don't drink chocolate milk. I got sick and I threw up in the hallway in kindergarten. You know how in your kindergarten, everyone has to stand in like one line?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And it was after lunch and I had chocolate milk and I was like, uh-oh, something's not right. But you're young and you're little and you don't know. And so then I just did it right there in front of everyone. I have not had a sip of chocolate milk since then.
Yeah. Okay. So you have basically boxed yourself in.
Yeah.
And you will never now drink chocolate milk. It's like a sentence now for the rest of your life that you've imposed on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine and dandy when it comes to chocolate milk.
Right.
But what about your interactions with other people? So what if I say, producer Ryan always goes on vacation and doesn't tell us? What if I say, Miguel is always so extra, it's annoying. What if I'm like, Scotty the Body always posts twerking pics and he has nothing else in his brain going on. Now, you're starting to steal others' joy and your own joy. Because you cannot put that sort of label on things.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay? So the trouble with it, like I said, it implies forever. That's a scary concept. So if something tells you that something is, or if someone tells you, you can never do this again, or you will always be stuck doing this, it gives you anxiety, fear, depression, all those negative things that hold you down.
Okay.
Instead of saying always or never, and I mean, this can apply to any part of your life, all right? I mean, obviously, there are some things where you should never kill anyone.
Right.
But for the most part, you should say always or never. You just don't leave them out. You should instead say something like frequently or rarely, because it gives you an option for change. It gives you an option in general.
No, that's true. No, yes. I like that.
Yeah. So just if you find yourself throwing out always or never in regards to decisions that you've made about your life, maybe take a step back. And then also maybe use those to not judge others so harshly.
Right. No, that totally makes sense.
Okay. We have a mini Tampa Bay train wreck, and I feel like you may have seen this already, but I just really wanted to put it in the Hall of Fame for us here in Florida.
Okay.
This Tampa Bay train wreck is brought to you by the Easter Bunny. And it went viral.
Yes.
Yesterday, because the Easter Bunny found himself in some trouble on Easter night. Basically, a promoter in downtown Orlando posted a video of a person dressed up as an Easter Bunny in a fight.
I saw this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you probably glimpsed this.
I don't think anybody missed this if they're on social media.
But we have a little context now. Apparently, there was a fight that broke out between a man when he bumped into a woman, and there was like some physical stuff happening, I guess. I don't know.
And he was being the bouncer?
Yes.
Get it? Bouncer?
Oh,
because it's a rabbit.
All right, dad jokes. producer Ryan is always full of dad jokes over here.
Oh, see now what you just did. You said he always full of dad jokes.
Oh, look. Yeah. Very frequently, producer Ryan has dad jokes.
Full circle moment. So I just feel like the Easter Bunny fight should probably take a place in the Tampa Bay Train Wreck Hall of Fame.
No, I agree. You have to take a look at this. I'm posting it right now on the Hot 101.5 Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm sorry, on the Instagram. Mm. On the Hot 101.5 Instagram, so you can see this bunny. I promise you, if you need a laugh this morning, you're going to be laughing as soon as you get a time to watch this video.
Yes, and that's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, it is 7:33. Don't forget, we've got $1,000 up for grabs coming up at 8 a.m., but now we got to get to Blown Off. Tinder is done. Bumble is done. So you move on to a new app.
Yeah.
Because you're not making any new connections.
Okay.
Well, that's what Jake did. He tried the blind dating app, and that's how he met Heather. And Jake was super excited to finally meet Heather in real life, but then she never showed up at the date.
Man, that's awful.
We got to find out what happened. We'll do it at 7:45 with Blown Off.